Yeah.
Are you a ferret lover?
Well, I'm not married to one. But...
I didn't mean it in the necessary that sense, but I appreciate the humour.
No, when I was a youngster, Steph, I used to keep ferrets. And one particular ferret, Chaka, I used to take her for a walk.
Right. Did you have the full the dog lead and everything, or did she walk alongside you? Was she well trained?
No, she'd just walk alongside me.
Well, that's good training.
And the thing is with ferrets, they're a bit like rabbits. They don't sort of walk like a dog or a cat. They hop.
Right.
And we used to have some very strange looks from people in the locality yesterday in the Rhone Valley. As to why is this ferret walking alongside me?
I can imagine you would. Why did you have a ferret, Geoffrey? What was the initial thought process of, I need a pet, I want a pet, I know what I want to have, a meerkat isn't available, I'm going to have a ferret?
Because they're cheap.
Cheap to buy, cheap to maintain, just...
Well, both.
Really?
But no, when I had my... ferrets, I used to breed them as well. I used it for rabbiting.
Okay.
So, you know, provide food for the family. But the other interesting thing about ferrets, if they're speaking to your researcher, if you have a rat problem in the house,
right,
you know, in the garden or whatever,
yeah,
if you could find somebody with a ferret and ask them for some... ferret drop in.
Right.
And then you've just distributed them around your garden and rats won't come anywhere near it.
I don't think anyone would come anywhere near it, Geoffrey, if I'm honest. If you've got a load of ferret droppings around your house, I'm pretty sure I'm not coming to your house. it sounds like a deterrent generally rather than just for rats. I appreciate your call, Geoffrey. Thank you for your thoughts. Sir Geoffrey in Pentra, he used to go walking around the area, around the Rhondda, with a ferret. If you saw a man with a ferret a few years back, it was Geoffrey enjoying himself.